when you sign up at Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here at 2 at Carroll High School. Jeff Lichtman with you here on 93.7 at KKRL. Appreciate you joining me here on this Saturday evening. We've got Class 3A Region 7 girls basketball postseason action tonight as the Carroll Tigers are hosting the Wildcats of Humboldt. And this is, again, opening round action. The winners will be back in action coming up on Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, I should say, taking on either Forest City or Eagle Grove. Forest City is the team favorite to come out of that, as they are 19-3 on the season. The other teams in this region playing tonight, you've got Southeast Valley at Algona and Osage traveling to Clear Lake. And again, the winners there will play each other coming up on Wednesday night. We're going to step away and take a break. We're back with more basketball coverage on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carrollsitsupport.com.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 KKRL. We're coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Carroll Tigers under head coach Katie Cook coming into the night, 5-16 on the year. Went 3-13 in the Raccoon River Conference, losing their last 12 games as they've struggled with injuries and illnesses here as of late. And, of course, the Raccoon, a very, very tough conference. They'll look to bounce back and get things going tonight. And they've got a chance to make a run here in the postseason. All of the teams in this region are good, but playing in that Raccoon River Conference, they're probably not going to see anybody in this region that's better than some of the teams that they've played and battled with so far this year in the Raccoon River Conference. And for Humboldt, they come in under head coach Rod Mooney. They are 9-12 on the year, went 4-10 in the North Central Conference. They are 2-3 in their last five games. I need to step away, take a break. We'll be back with more of our Mackey Motors at tailgate coming up for you. We're going to tell you how wrestling, very good day for the Carroll Tigers and our area boys wrestlers. We'll also talk about the outstanding day for the Carroll boys swim team when we come back with more of our Mackey Motors at tailgate.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
We're getting you stats for some high school girls postseason action here tonight. Class 3A Region 7, Carroll hosting Humboldt as you're listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate. But what a busy day and a great day we've had in the local area already. Coach Deb Danner took her Carroll boys swim team down to the state swim meet in Iowa City today, and Tegan Renzi is bringing home a state championship. He won the 200 free today, swimming a 137 at 20 to claim that championship. So congratulations goes out to Tegan. Legan Cease finished fourth in the 200 IM. Renzi would take third in the 100 free, and Cease would take fifth in the 100 breaststroke. The Tigers were down there in two relays as well. They would take 12th in the 200 freestyle relay with Legan Cease, Weston Top, Landon Cadwell, and Tegan Renzi. They would take 10th in the 400 freestyle relay with Weston Top, Landon Cadwell, Legan Cease, and Tegan Renzi. And you can find the recap story for today's swimming available on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. Wrestling-wise on the boys' side, Coach Noggle did a great job, and so did the wrestlers. I've already chatted with a couple of them here tonight. Carroll sending five guys to the state tournament. Caden Clucky, a champion at 175. Quentin Holking, a champion at 215. Gavin Holt, a champion at 285. The other two guys going, Kieran Polkin, a runner-up at 190, and Carson Tedrow, also a runner-up at 120. For Kemper, they're sending two. Beckett Wernemont, a runner-up at 113, and McGuire Hoyt, a runner-up at 132. The rest, other area schools, South Central Calhoun sending five. Carson Webker, a champion at 106. Jace Peterson, a champion at 285. Their second-place finishers, their runners-up, Curtis Bullock at 120, Case Kraft at 113, and Cooper Natras at 175. For Audubon, they're sending four. One champion, Leighton Elmquist at 113. The other guy's runners-up, John Rasmussen at 138, Carter Obermeyer at 150, and Lane Meyer at 285. Coon Rapids Baird also sending four. Caleb Hoffman, a champion at 126. Trainer Coase, a champion at 165. Johnny Cortez, a runner-up at 132. And Ethan Bauer, a runner-up at 157. And Eastnack County sending two as well. Dawson Allen, a runner-up at 165. And Cal McCullough, again, a runner-up at 285. So biggest year we have ever had for sending wrestlers down to the state wrestling tournament for the boys. So congratulations to all of our boys' teams for an outstanding performance today at their state qualifying meets. And same goes for the boys' swim team. And again, with their outstanding performance down at the state meet. Again, recap stories already up on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. Time to take a look at our starting lineups for Humboldt tonight. They'll start a 5'6 senior in at Peyton Elman, a 5'6 senior in Kate Sievers, a 5'6 freshman in Kylie Vincent, a 5'9 senior in Ava Fisher, and a 5'7 junior in at Jada Vandewall. For the Carroll Tigers, they're going to be starting a 5'8 junior in Jersey Spore, a 5'7 junior in Bella Lou, a 5'8 junior in Analia Ayala, 5'11 junior in Chloe Cook, and a 5'10 senior in Allie Cook. Tip-off of tonight's girls' games coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Tip-off coming up for you here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. It'll be Ava Fisher jumping things up against Chloe Cook for the Carroll Tigers as we get set. Tigers in their home white uniforms with the orange down the side, black numbers on the front and back with black Tigers or black Carroll across the front outlined in orange. Tigers will control the opening tip. Allie Cook fires up a three off the right wing. It's up and no good. Jada Vandewall will come down with a rebound for Humboldt. The Wildcats in their road blue uniforms with yellow numbers on the front and back. Yellow Wildcats on the front. They'll fire up a three themselves from Elman over on the left side. And the rebound taken down by Analia Ayala. The junior coming in averaging 6 points and three rebounds per game. Jersey's four now brings in a nice crossover dribble. Gets the lane. Kick pass over to Lou on the right wing. Up top now to Ayala. Good ball movement for the Tigers. They'll get it back to Lou. Penetrates in right baseline. Cut off. Passes it took just outside of the right elbow. Up top. Left side top of the key. Three. Spore. Shot up and good. The three on the way is Chloe Cook. Will pick up the assist. And Jersey Spore will put the Carroll Tigers on top here by a score of 3-0. Tigers will come out with some full court pressure. Humboldt looking to break it with Kylie Vanguard. Or Vincent, excuse me. And we are going to get a 10-second call against the Wildcats here on their second possession of the ballgame. Good defensive pressure that time by Carroll. So Bella Lou will inbound it over on the far side. That's the opposite side of the scorer's table. Of course, I'm right up behind kind of the Carroll bench and the Carroll pen section and the mezzanine. And Alia Ayala with it. Tigers going right to left across your radio dial here in this first half. Ayala over to the left side to Spore. Spore will back it out, lobs it to Chloe Cook on the left elbow with Chloe and Allie on the floor. I'll try to call them by their first names. Chloe's runner in the lane up, no good. Allie tips the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off of Vandewall, who tried to save it. It'll stay with Carroll, 35 on the shot clock, 6:43 to go in the first quarter, 3-0. Tigers with the lead. Ayala looking to get inbound. Has Cook right underneath the bucket, and Chloe able to lay it up and in. Her first bucket here tonight, the assist to Ayala. And Carroll's got two baskets and two assists here early. Pressure again by the Tigers. The lob pass ahead to Vincent. She'll get it. Gets it down to Vandewall. Right baseline jumper up, no good. Rebound into the hands of Allie Cook. She'll run it ahead. Allie comes to a stop, finds Spore over on the left wing. She'll back it out behind the three-point line. Comes up top now to Allie. Allie finds Ayala on the right wing, down to the baseline to Chloe. Pump fake, penetrates in on the baseline. Kick up to Spore, three on the way up, and no good. And the rebound taken down by Vincent. The 5'6 freshman comes in averaging 5 points and four rebounds a game for the Wildcats. She'll work it now to Vandewall on the right side top of the key, over to the left side top of the key to Severs. Severs looking to penetrate, cut off by Spore. Tries his step move, traveled, no call. Gets it off now to Vincent. And Vincent is going to be tied up by Chloe Cook. Possession there will favor Humboldt. Tigers defense has been very good so far, and here comes another outstanding defensive player, Sadie Kelly, a senior with outstanding quickness and plays with high energy all the time. She's going to check in. She's going to come in for Bella Lou, who's also a very good defensive player. Severs looking to get it in. The pass is caught by Elman near the right block. She'll work it up back to Severs, who brings it near the left elbow, spins back in the lane, picks up the dribble, works it off to Elman. Back into the hands of Vincent. Vincent will drive in. Her shot is blocked by Chloe Cook. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll stay with Humboldt. 7 seconds left on the shot clock, so Humboldt's going to have to try and get something up relatively quickly here. They're going to inbound the basketball with Severs again. She'll get it in over on the left side to Fisher. Fisher trying to work, gets to the free throw line. Runner in the lane. It's up in good, and she is going to be in. There's going to be a foul on the play. I don't know if it went on the shot or not, but the official down on the baseline did call a foul. It's going to go against Carroll. It's not on the shot. The basket will count, so Humboldt's going to get the ball under the baseline. So they'll have a chance to score a couple here. And foul here a moment ago against the Carroll Tigers. Going to be on Sadie Kelly, her first. That's the first on the Tigers. Vandewall with it left side. Hands it off again. Trying to work it in as Fisher. Fisher gets it up top to Elman. Elman double team will come from Ayala. They get it over to Severs, and Severs loses the ball off her foot out of bounds into the Carroll bench. And the Tiger defense will come up with the stop after giving up the bucket and then the foul. They'll get the ball back without giving up two baskets on the same possession. Spore to Allie Cook, now to Aiello. They'll break the pressure. Chloe with it on the right wing, penetrates down, looks for the cutter, nothing there, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. And that one is going to go on Kate Severs, the 5'6 senior. She'll pick up her first. That'll be the first against the Wildcats. Tigers will inbound down on the baseline. We get our first sub, Kiara Anderson, a 5'9 senior, checking into the ballgame, and she'll check in for Severs for Humboldt. Carroll will spread four across the baseline. They find Cook in the right corner, now off to Spore. Right wing three on the way up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Humboldt, pushing it up with the rebound is Elman. Kelly will pick her up near the right wing. Spore jumps the passing lane. Jersey will come up with the steal. And then she dribbles on the sideline, trying to slip around Elman that time. And the turnover after the steal will give it right back over to Humboldt. 4:58 to go first quarter. 5-2 in favor of Carroll. Inbounding the basketball in front of the Carroll bench is going to be Fisher. Look to lob it towards the rim. There was nothing there. They lob it now over the head of Vandewall. And that is going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Carroll basketball. Annalie Ayala going to inbound the basketball. They'll get it off now to Allie Cook. Back over to Ayala. Tigers break the pressure. 4-on-3. Over to Kelly on the left side, penetrates in, dumps it off on the baseline to Chloe. Chloe attacks off the left baseline, draws some contact, and she's going to get herself to the free throw line. That foul going to go on Braylee Engstrom, who has just checked into the ballgame, a 6-foot freshman. She'll pick up her first. Chloe Cook heading to the free throw line, the 5'11 junior, a 43% free throw shooter on the season. The free throw on the way is up and no good. Second free throw upcoming here. It's been a slow offensive game so far for both teams, but both teams playing extremely hard defensively right now. Second free throw up, no good as well. Ayala, though, will clear the rebound for Carroll, her second of the ballgame. Gets it out to Spore, and Spore's pass over to Kelly going to be thrown away. I think she anticipated Kelly popping out. Kelly was kind of over on the right wing. I think she expected her to come out towards that 28-foot mark. Kelly didn't, and the ball goes up into the stands. Humboldt with it, penetrating through the double team as Vincent. Her shot is blocked by Chloe Cook. Vincent will land on the floor. The freshman will pop back up. You can tell Humboldt's a young ball club. Cook with already a couple, two, three block shots here in the ballgame. Chloe, a very good defender down around the rim. Vincent will look to inbound this time. They work it in over on the left side to Fisher. Fisher wanted the three, but ILN's four took it away. Now gets to the right elbow, picks up the dribble in a little bit of trouble. We'll flip it out into the hands of Anderson. Anderson attacks right side and steps on the baseline, and the turnover will give it back over to Carroll. So another defensive stop for the Carroll Tigers. Jersey Sport inbound. They'll get it in now to Ayala over on the right side. Ayala will get it up across half court. Picks up the dribble. Now over to Spore out near the half court line. Over to Kelly, left side, down to the wing to Cook. Allie will penetrate in left baseline. Spin, turnaround, jumper up, no good. Battles for her own rebound, pulls it down. Kicks it back out to Kelly, over to the right wing to Spore. Spore with it on the right side. Now to Chloe near the right elbow. Dump pass inside, going to be stolen away. Coming out of there with it is Fisher. Fisher will push it ahead. 5-2 Carroll with the lead. And now Allie Cook nearly comes up with a steal and does. Tips it over to Spore. Spore up the left side. Vincent will knock it away. It's going to go off of Spore and out of bounds. And it is going to be Humboldt to basketball. Feld and Lou will check in. Ayala and Chloe Cook will check out. So now if I say Cook, it is Allie that I'm talking about. 3:47 to go in this first quarter of play. It's a 5-2 lead for Carroll. They jumped out 5-0. Humboldt with the last basket. Vincent will push it across on the left side, looks for Anderson, but again, we're going to get a bump and a foul. That's going to go on Carroll. I thought we were going to get a travel there, but the travel was created by the bump and foul, and there's two quick ones on Sadie Kelly. Two fouls on Carroll here in the quarter. Both teams playing hard defensively, but not really fouling here in the game. Fisher going to inbound right in front of the Carroll band. I'll work it in to Engstrom. Engstrom back over to Fisher. She'll drive in for the layup and lays it up and in. Ava Fisher has got both buckets here, and now Humboldt, the Wildcats, come up with the steal. They'll get it back to Vincent, kick out pass. Three-point shot on the way from Fisher is up and good, and Humboldt has their first lead of the game at 7-5. They're on a 7-0 run. Bella Lou with the basketball over to Allie. Allie across half court, has it knocked away from behind, now gathers it in, drives in, running layup up no good, gets her own rebound. The putback is no good, but she'll draw some contact and get herself to the free throw line. 3:11 to go here in this first quarter of play. That foul on Humboldt goes on Fisher, her first, third, against the Wildcats here in the quarter. Allie Cook's free throw on the way is up in good. Carroll pulling within one on the free throw by Cook, a 62% free throw shooter on the season. Second one up coming here for Allie. It's on the way. It is up and at nothing but the bottom of the net. We are tied for the first time here tonight. Tied at 7 apiece. Pressure again by Carroll. Humboldt looking to break it with Fisher. Now off into the hands of Vincent. Back to Fisher. Fisher is going to be double teamed, and we're going to get a travel as she falls out of bounds with the basketball. You never want to stop just across half court behind the scorer's table or just across half court in the corner anyway. You got a half court, you got the out of bounds, and then you had two defenders. She was pretty much cut off in four different spots. Chloe Cook back into the game. Allie Cook will check out. So Carroll has Lou Spores, Kelly, Chloe Cook, and Feld on the floor right now. Humboldt bringing in Olivia Illig, a 5'7 junior, into the lineup for the first time. Chloe over on the right side gets it off now to Lou out high on the right wing. Up top to Spores. She had that early three. Spore drives over to the right wing, kicks it up top to Feld, left side now to Kelly. Kelly's been shooting it well from three lately. Over to Cook, left side. Chloe going to penetrate in, kick pass out to Feld. She'll catch and fire three. It's up no good. Sadie Kelly comes down with a rebound, her first. Back off now to Spore. Tigers got a fresh 35. Chloe with it, back off to Spore. Spore over to the right side, kick pass to Feld on the right wing. Feld dribbles it a couple of times over to Spore, and then we're going to get a reach-in foul. It's going to go on Illich. 5'7 freshman will pick up her first team foul number 4 on the Wildcats. 2:15 to go here in this first quarter of play. Carroll jumped up 5-0. Humboldt came back, took a 7-5 lead. And then Carroll responded with a couple of free throws from Allie Cook to tie it at 7. Kelly open right side, 3 on the way up, no good. And the rebound it taken down that time by Humboldt as Anderson will come up with it. Gets it off now to Fisher. Fisher up the floor. She's got all seven of the Humboldt points so far. Comes in averaging 19 a game. Looks to drive. Spore will cut her off. Fisher keeps the dribble alive, though, as she went to the floor. Good job that time by Fisher. Down to 20 on the shot clock. They'll work it to Illick. Illick looks to go inside, but Chloe Cook jumps the passing lane, comes up with a steal. Her first and the third for Carroll. Lou ahead to Kelly. She'll turn just in time to make the catch. Gives it right back to Lou out high on the right wing. Over to Fell left side. Down to Spore on the left wing. Her three on the way up. Good! Jersey Spore, second three of the ballgame. Carroll back on top here by a score of 10-7. That's our second lead change as well. Pass ahead is going to be tipped. Chloe Cook will come up with the loose basketball. Her second steal over to Kelly. Kelly will push it up the right side. Down to Lou on the right corner. Her three on the way. It is up and short, no good. The rebound taken out of there by Illig for Humboldt. Off now into the hands of Vandewall. Back to Illig. She's going to fire up a three, and she is going to be fouled on the play by Jersey Spore. Spore came over late to try and get a piece of that one. Fouls are on the three-point shot. And Anderson, a 21% free throw shooter, will head to the line to shoot three. Spore hit a three early, then Chloe Cook put Carroll up 5-0. A 7-0 run by Hummel gave him a 7-5 lead. First free throw is up and no good for Anderson. Allie Cook then tied it with a couple of free throws, and Jersey Spore hit a three to put Carroll on top, 10-7. Second free throw on the way up, no good for Anderson. Third one on the way, and Aaliyah Ayala will come in for Spore. Humboldt's going to bring in Abby Armitage, a 5'8 senior. She'll check into the lineup, and she'll check in now for Braylee Engstrom. So Humboldt's gone deep so far. They've played nine. Free throw on the way. It is up, no good. 0 for 3 at the line. Rebound is tipped out of bounds, and it is going to be Carroll Tiger basketball. And Aaliyah Ayala bringing it up across half court. Takes it over on the left wing. Skip pass over to Lou. Right side, top of the key. Looks to drive and travels with the basketball. So Humboldt will have it. 51.3 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. Inbounds pass in the backcourt to Illig. Gets it back to Fisher, now to Illig. She'll get it across half court, but instead travels with the basketball. Caught it, took a couple of extra steps. That'll get Vincent back into the ballgame. She'll check into the ballgame for Anderson. Carroll with 46.5 seconds to work with, 35 on the shot clock here, and 46.5 to go in the first quarter of play. Lou to inbound it. Ayala will catch it just in the front court. Bounce pass over to the right side to Kelly. Feld will pop up top. They'll find her. Now Lou left side, top of the key. Humboldt stays man-to-man. Actually, they're in a box and one with Vincent trying to guard against Cook. They're trying to post up now Chloe. Vincent trying to front her, and she's working the elbow area. Ayala will penetrate in, kick out to Lou. Left side three on the way up, no good. And Vincent with a good box out that time, boxing out Chloe Cook, able to grab the rebound. Vandewall will push it up. Gets it off now as there's 13 seconds to go to Fisher. She's trying to drive. Looking for a step back three. That was taken away. Pass inside comes to Armitage. Her turnaround jumper up no good. Sadie Kelly with the rebound. And she is going to go to the floor and travel with the basketball. She had three defenders around her. And she was trying to keep the ball away from them and ends up falling down. So Humboldt now with 2.1 seconds to work with. They'll box it up around the lane as Vincent will look to inbound it. Inbounds pass comes in. Shot is blocked by Feld. Kelly with another rebound. And the first quarter will come to an end. Carroll Tigers led for a while, trailed for a moment, and they lead it 10-7 as we go to the second quarter. That second quarter is coming up in 1 minute right here on 93.7 at KKRL. Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Carroll will have the basketball to start the second quarter. They lead Humboldt right now 10-7. The game, though, went back and forth a little bit in the first quarter. Very small crowd on hand here tonight. Humboldt almost matches Carroll for the number of fans. Allie Cook with it, and she's going to end up stepping out of bounds. The pass was errant, and Allie ended up getting a piece of it, had to track it down over by the sidelines, and ends up stepping on the sideline trying to save it. And it'll be Humboldt basketball. Fisher looking to bring it up, and we're going to get a foul on Carroll. That's going to go on Bella Lou. She was feeding the ball ahead to Vandewall, and Lou tried to reach in and tip it away. That'll be number one on Lou, team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second quarter. Humboldt inbound right next to the end of the Carroll bench. They'll get it to Vandewall in the right corner, off to Fisher on the right wing, defended by Allie Cook as Carroll stays man-to-man. And another foul. This one's going to go on Allie Cook, her first, as Fisher tried to drive around her, and Allie bumped her a little bit. So that'll be two quick ones on the Tigers here in this second quarter. Fisher to inbound again, pretty much the same spot, right on the end of the Carroll bench next to the scores table. They find Vincent cutting to the basket. Her shot up no good, gets her own rebound. The putback is up and no good, and Chloe Cook this time picks up the foul. That'll be number one on Chloe. So Carroll with three quick fouls to start this second quarter of play. And Vincent will head to the free throw line. The 5'6 freshman, a 34% free throw shooter on the season. And the free throw on the way, it is up and no good. So Vincent comes in averaging 5.4 rebounds per game, has been aggressive on both ends of the floor, just a freshman. Looks like she's got some passion and potential. Second one up, no good. Chloe Cook will come up with a rebound. Allie will bring it up now for the Tigers, crosses over to the left side, picks up the dribble, finds Spore, right corner, three up, no good. And that one, it actually hit the top of the backboard, then hit the straps that come down that secure it to the ceiling. And it went through, but it's not going to count because it is out of bounds. Pressure again by Carroll. Fisher looking to break it, now over to Vincent. Back over now to Fisher. Fisher, long pass it down, and the layup, good hustle back by Bella Lou, but she's going to pick up the foul as Kate Seavers got in behind her. Seavers had a left-handed layup. Lou knocked it away, but it's going to be a foul on Lou. Her second, four already on Carroll. We're 38 seconds into this second quarter. And Kate Seavers will head to the line, a 47% free throw shooter on the season. The free throw on the way, it's up and no good. Second one upcoming. Humboldt right now 0-for-6 from the free throw line. If they hit 50%, they're tied and then would have the lead as she knocks down that one to cut it to a 10-8 ballgame. That's, free throws are so important. Kids need to work on them, not just shoot threes all the time when they're shooting around and everything. Work on your free throws. Allie Cook fires up an air ball from up top. Ball going to bound out of bounds. It'll be Humboldt basketball with 7:13 to go. Pressure again by Carroll. Fisher looking to bring it up. We'll bounce it back over now to Seavers. Seavers will break across the 10-foot line. Bounce pass over to Vandewall. She's double-teamed in the corner, tries to save it. It goes to Vincent. Underneath Elman, her layup is blocked by Chloe Cook and out of bounds. So Chloe and Allie both sprinting back to get into that play defensively, and Chloe able to get her third block shot of the ballgame. Humboldt will have it, though. They'll stack four on the right elbow. Seavers gets it into Vandewall over on the right wing. Off now to Elman. Elman handles the basketball. Spore with the reach in. No call. Three-point shot from Fisher. It's up and a long one, and she knocks that one down from about 4 foot behind the three-point line. And Humboldt back on top here by a score of 11-10. Ayala to Allie. Allie over now to Lou, who penetrates in off the left side. We're going to get a reach-in foul. Vincent and Elman both there. That one's going to go on Vincent. That'll be number one on her. Team foul number one on Humboldt here in the second quarter. Mason Nealon and I will type up recaps of all of our three playoff games tonight. Kemper in action against Red Oak. ESAC also hosting Madrid tonight. You can find those games on our Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network stations. Chloe Cook with a rebound off to Allie. Allie bounces it to Chloe at the free throw line. Penetrates down left side over to Ayala. Left corner, pump fake, kick pass up top to Lou. Her three on the way. It is up and good. Ayala with the assist. Bella Lou with the three. It's a 14-10 lead for Carroll. That is their largest lead here of the game. And now Humboldt's going to turn the ball over, and Carroll will get it back with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Winner again back in action coming up on Wednesday night. They'll head up probably to Forest City. Forest City playing Eagle Grove tonight. More than likely, Forest City should win that one. Mason Nealon will have the broadcast on Wednesday night if Carroll advances. Skip pass over to Spore on the right side. I'll be headed down to Des Moines for State Boys Wrestling. Record number of kids in our area qualifying. Allie Cook in the lane. Turnaround jumper is up and good for Allie Cook. Her first two-point basket. She's got 4 points, and Carroll now leads it by a score of 15-11. Fisher driving down the right side, runs into Chloe Cook. Turnaround jumper up and good, and Ava Fisher trying to take over a little bit here for Humboldt. She sees the rest of her teammates struggling. She's the only one that scored. Seavers does have one free throw, but she's got 12 of their 13 points. Ayala over to Lou on the right side. Up top now to Allie. Skip pass left wing to Ayala. Ayala will come back up top to Spore. Back over to Lou. Down to the right corner to Allie. Skip pass over to Spore left side. Good ball movement by Carroll. Lou up top. Right side top of the key. Three on the way from Allie Cook. That one is up no good. The ball will go out of bounds. It'll be Humboldt basketball. More substitutions coming in. We've got a timeout as well called by Humboldt. Timeout on the floor. We'll step away, take a break back right after this on 93.7 at KKRL.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Travels for Humboldt as we get back to action here on KKRL. Carroll out 15-13 midway through this second quarter of play. Ayala over to Spore, left side top of the key. Spore will penetrate down, kick out now to Kelly on the left wing. Kelly drives up near the elbow, kick pass back out to Spore. She'll gather it in over on the left baseline, back up top now to Ayala. Ayala penetrates in. Scoop shot is up no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Fisher for Humboldt. Fisher will push it ahead. Fisher will cross over, penetrates down the right side. Kick pass over on the right wing. Driving in now is Anderson. Kick pass over to the left side. They'll work it to Engstrom. Back over now to Vandewall. Back to Engstrom. Engstrom with it. Bounce pass up top. Kiss Sadie Kelly. Uses that speed. Jumps the passing lane. Layup on the other end. Great hustle that time by Kiera Anderson, the senior. She made the bad pass and then sprinted down to the other end of the floor to block the shot from Sadie Kelly, who gets down the floor in a flash. 3:50 to go, first half, 15-13, Carroll. Spore catches it, right corner three on the way. It is up, no good. Allie Cook comes down with a rebound, and she is going to be fouled on the play. Cook now with four rebounds here in the ballgame. That foul on Vincent, and that is number two on her. team foul number two against Humboldt here in the quarter. Lob pass in to Spore. Spore back over to Chloe on the left wing. Back up top to Spore. Crossover dribble. Penetrates in the lane. Runner on the way, and she is fouled on the play. That one coming after the shot, but hit hard after the shot. That's all going to go on Engstrom. That's number two on her. Engstrom tried to close out and put some pressure on that shot, but swung down and really just ran into Spore after the shot was up. Spore, a 62% free throw shooter, misses the first. Carroll now 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Willow Feld sets a check back in for Carroll. Also, Bella Lou going to check in. Ayala will check out. Also checking out is Chloe Cook. Humboldt going to go a little deeper into the bench. The 5'9 freshman, Charlie Smith, checking into the lineup for the first time. She'll check in now for Vandewall. Spore's second free throw coming up. It's on the way. It is up and no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Anderson. Vinsan brings it up, works it across half court. Kicks it over on the right wing now to Smith. She'll drive down to the baseline. Cut off that time by Feld. And Feld ties her up. We're going to get a travel call. Going to go against Humboldt. So, again, good defensive pressure by Carroll creating the turnover. And the Tigers will get it back up 15-13 with 3:24 to go in the half. Shot clock needs to be reset. They haven't gotten that done yet. There they got her. Lou into Spore. Spore up across half court. Kick pass over on the left side to Feld. Now off into the hands of Lou. Left side top the key. Right corner now to Spore. Spore drives in. Cut off nicely that time by Anderson. Over to Lou. Kelly going to fire up a long three. Up no good. And the rebound is battled for. It's going to be Sadie Kelly coming up with her fourth. Back over to Feld to Spore. Spore penetrates in. Gets in the lane. Draws some contact. And is going to head to the free throw line. As Braylee Anderson, picks up her third. So Spore back at the line, 62% on the year, 0 for 2 tonight, so more than likely she should knock down both of these if the percentages play out. First one on the way is up and good. Tigers lead it now 16-13. Our Mackey Motors halftime report is coming up. We'll have our Culver's player of the game in the postgame. Second one up, no good. Now rebound taken out of there by Smith. Smith will get it off to Fisher across half court. Works it towards the left side top of the key. They're setting a couple of screens up top for Carroll, doing an outstanding job of switching on those screens. Fisher looking to drive in on Kelly. Tough runner. It's up no good. Engstrom comes down with a rebound, and the putback is up in good. Her first bucket, and the Carroll lead is one at 16-15. Spore. Penetrates down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot. It's up no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Engstrom. Over now to Fisher. 2:23 to go here in the first half. Fisher up across half court again, setting some screens for her up top. Feld will switch and take her. Now I'll get it off now to Vinsan. Vinsan drives over to the right wing. We're going to get a reach in foul. Going to go on Carroll. And that'll be the fifth on the Tigers. So two free throws coming up here for Vinsan. That foul going to go. It was going to go on Feld, but instead it's going to go on Jersey Spore, her second. So Vinsand at the line, 0 for 2 tonight. Free throw on the way is up and good. Humboldt has tied this game at 16-16. Second time tonight we've been tied. The other time was at 7-7. Second free throw coming up here for Kylie Vinsand. Free throw on the way, up off the back of the rim, no good. Allie Cook will come down with a rebound. Allie's going to attack, kick pass fell left side, drives in left baseline, cut off, now off to Ayala on the wing, brings it up top, over to the right wing to Kelly. Humboldt sitting in a 2-3 zone this trip down. Ayala with it, nearly stolen away that time by Vinsand, over to Kelly on the right wing. Kelly penetrates down to the baseline, ball knocked away by Fisher, but out of bounds off of Fisher. Carroll will have it with 14 on the shot clock. In a minute, 51 remaining in the first half. Carroll going to put Chloe Cook up near the top of the key. Allie on the right elbow. Ayala to inbound. Kelly and Felt each in a corner. Chloe Cook gets it at the right elbow. Her jumper up no good. A rebound taken out of there by Armitage. Off now to Fisher. Fisher will bring it up. Kelly's going to jump out at her. Looks to attack. Chloe Cook now switches. They'll double, get the ball out of her hands over to Smith. Smith penetrates down. Runner is blocked. Allie Cook coming up with the block. Allie and Chloe are both good shot blockers. Chloe comes up with the rebound. Now back to Allie. Allie will push it down. Attacks down to the right baseline. Picks up the dribble in a little bit of trouble. Skip pass over to Kelly. Left side top of the key. Now to Feld on the left wing. Bounce pass to Chloe just inside the left elbow. They'll kick it to the wing to Ayala. And Ayala is going to be fouled on the play. And I think that's going to be on Vincent. And that'll be number five on Humboldt. Vincent picks up her third. And two free throws coming up here for Analia Ayala, the 5'8 junior. 74% free throw shooter, comes in averaging 6 points and three rebounds per game. Free throw on the way is up and good. Carroll back on top here by one at 17-16. Josie Ayala usually in the house to watch her sister play. That free throw is up and good. I think Vanessa lives out of the area, so can't always make it back, but I'm sure tunes in when she can. Both were great athletes here at Carroll High during their day. Hellman back onto the floor, has the ball knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds off of Chloe Cook. It'll stay with Humboldt. 18-16, Carroll with the lead here. 1:01 to go in the first half of play. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Congrats again to the Carroll Boys wrestling team for sending five guys to state. Congratulations to all of the Carroll Boys swim team, including Keegan Renzi, who won that state championship today. We're going to try and catch up with him this weekend sometime if we can. I've reached out to him, but we'll have to see. I don't think I've heard back from him yet. Fisher with it over on the right side. Penetrates in. Shot clock at 8. She is going to be tied up, and that is the jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Humboldt. So they're going to have just 9 seconds on the shot clock. 45.4 to go on the game clock. And they're going to inbound down on the baseline. First, they were going to inbound out by the scorer's table. Then they move it down to the baseline. They'll box it up around the lane. They get it in on the right side to Armistead. Kelly almost comes up with the steal, but forces the turnover as Elma not able to handle the pass, so they'll go out of bounds off for her, and that's the pressure that Sadie Kelly put that time. Defensively, didn't get the steal, but created the turnover. Yell in the backcourt over to Allie, out high on the left side. She'll bring it down across half court. Skip pass over to the right wing to Felt. Felt back off now to Ayala. About 5 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Allie back over to Felt out high on the right side. She's got it on the wing. Kicks it down a little deeper on the wing to Ayala, who will bring it back out near half court and reset. 13 on the shot clock. Comes off a screen left side by Allie. They'll pop Allie out on the right side top. He catches it. Finds Chloe left elbow. Chloe drives in over to Kelly on the left wing. Kelly driving in. Throws one up. It's no good. But she drew some contact, and that's going to get her to the free throw line as Elman's going to pick up her first foul. And Sadie Kelly will head to the line to shoot a pair. Kelly knew she had to get a shot up there and just drove in and got that contact, and as she was going to the floor, chucked it up towards the rim to hope to get it to go in. She'll knock down the first free throw, 43% free throw shooter on the season. Carroll on a 3-0 run right now, leads it here 19-16. Second free throw on the way up, good as well. Sadie Kelly goes at 2 for 2 at the line, and the Carroll lead is at 4. That's at 20-16, 4 seconds to go. Shot is up. It is no good that time from Arbicic. Ayala with a rebound, but the first half will come to an end. Carroll Tigers holding on here to a 20-16 lead here at the Mackey Motors halftime report. We'll step away. Carroll outscoring Humboldt 10-9 in that second quarter, I should say, of play. We're back with our halftime show coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
You know, Tigers leading Humboldt 20-16. You're listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We're coming to you live here, of course, from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes heal, recover, and perform. Kale jumped up 5-0 with a three from Jersey's four and a bucket from Chloe Cook, but Humboldt responded with a 7-0 run. Allie Cook then hit two free throws to tie it at 7. Jersey's four would give Carroll a 10-7 lead. It was Humboldt coming back, cutting it to 10-8, taking then an 11-10 lead. Then Bella Lou hit a 3-4 Carroll to give them the lead back at 13-11. Allie Cook hit a bucket to make it 15-11. Humboldt scored to make it 15-13. Jersey's four then knocked in a free throw to make it 16-13 Carroll. Humboldt came back with a bucket, then a free throw to tie it at 16, and then Carroll closed out the half on a 4-0 run. Analia Ayala with a couple of free throws. Sadie Kelly then with a couple of free throws as Carroll went 7 of 12 from the free throw line here in the first half. We've had two ties at 7 and at 16, and we have had four lead changes so far here in the first half. Carroll's done a really good job defensively, creating a ton of turnovers. They haven't shot the ball very well on the other end. Humboldt's doing a pretty good job of limiting the Carroll Tigers to just one shot each trip down. Early in the game, Carroll was getting some rebounds, but Humboldt did a better job defensive rebounding as that half went on. We're going to step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors Halftime Report coming up here as Carroll leading Humboldt 20-16 at the halftime.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Carroll leading Humboldt 20-16 here on the Mackey Motors Halftime Report. Let's run you through our numbers here. For Humboldt, Kate Thievers with 1 point, Kylie Vinsand with 1 point, and Ava Fisher with 12. Braylee Engstrom also with 2. They are 2 of 9 from the free throw line for Carroll. Jersey Spore with 7 points and a steal. Bella Lou with 3 points. It is Annalie Ayala with 2 points to go with 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Chloe Cook with 2 points to go with 3 rebounds and assists, 2 steals and 3 blocks. Allie Cook with 4 points to go with 5 rebounds, a steal and a block. Sadie Kelly with 2 points to go with 4 rebounds and a steal. And Willow Felt with an assist. Carroll goes 7 of 12 from the free throw line in that first half. Tigers will take a 20-16 lead into the second half. Come up next here on 93.7 KKRL. Thanks for listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Report.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business, no matter what you're trying to protect. They've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
And Aliyah will get it inbounds over now to Jersey Spore. Carroll with the basketball. So we start the second half. Tigers up 20-16 on Humboldt in this Class 3A Region 7 opening round matchup. Winner plays up at Forest City coming up on Wednesday night. We're going to get a foul on Humboldt here early in this second half of play. And that's Vincent. That is number four on one of the starters for Humboldt, one of the freshmen and a talented-looking athlete. Ayala to inbounds, gets it to Chloe Cook in the corner. Up now to Spore, over to good ball movement. They find a Lou open left side. Her three on the way, it's up, no good. Allie Cook, the rebound, the putback is up and good. Allie Cook will give Carroll their largest lead here of the ball game at 22-16. Tigers putting some light pressure on. Vin Sand will get it up across half court. Bounce pass on. Nice cut, nice bounce pass. And now Chloe Cook going to be called for the foul. And she got in there a little bit late as Elman was cutting on the baseline. The bounce pass went kind of in between a couple of Carroll defenders. Cook was trailing on the play. Elman was out in front of her, caught it as she went up. Cook tried to block it from behind. And Chloe called for her second here tonight, first against the Tigers in this half. Elman's free throw is up and good, a 43% free throw shooter on the season. Humboldt within five here at 22-17. Appreciate everybody tuning in here tonight on 93.7 at Kate Carroll. Shout out to Jim Mollert, who I know is listening tonight. Jim is a huge part of our Friday night New Way Ford scoreboard show during the football season. We appreciate him always helping out. That was Chloe Cook's baseline jumper up, no good. Elman going to pick up the foul, though. That'll be number two on her, and Chloe Cook will head to the free throw line. Humboldt already with the two fouls here in this third quarter. Cook 0-2 at the line tonight, 43% on the season. Free throw on the way is up and good. We'll podcast the audios from tonight's broadcast when we get back to the office. Those will be up on the features drop-down menu or podcast drop-down menu. It's listen to past games. You should be able to find it, and we'll get those uploaded later tonight. That's where you find the rebroadcast of all of the games that we broadcast across all three of our Carroll Broadcasting stations. And then, of course, our schedule always available. Still have people text me all the time wanting to know who's playing who and what stations the games are. All of that stuff's available online. I update it every Sunday with the entire area schedule, what games we're broadcasting, all that information. So that stuff is available online. Chloe Cook just picked up her third as Vandewall was driving in, went up for the shot and draw some contact. So Vandewall at the free throw line. 56% free throw shooter on the season. First one's up, no good. That website, again, is sports.1380kcim.com. Chloe Cook will check out. Ayala back onto the floor for the Tigers. Again, the sports schedule can be found on the features drop-down menu. Second free throw is up and good that time by Vandewall. You can also download the free mobile app and get all the information off of there as well. That's where you can find our Brinks Exterior Sports Report, which are our recaps of every high school event in the local area. All of the boys swimming and boys wrestling from today already posted. Ayala attacks it on the left side. Kick pass up top to Lou. Back over to Feld. Back to Ayala. Ayala kicks it up to Feld. Over to the right side to Lou. Lou goes inside to Cook. Back out now. Kelly scores three on the way up. No good. Elman will clear the rebound for Humboldt. 6.5 to go here, third quarter. Fisher will bring it up. They'll double-team her to Vandewall. Jumper from the right elbow up, no good. Rebound's tipped out. It's going to go all the way out to Fisher at the top of the key. She'll dribble right side down to the baseline, now to Elman. Back over to the right corner to Fisher. Fisher into the lane. Runner, it's up, no good. And Allie Cook going to clear her rebound. And now we're going to get a foul on Fisher. Allie Cook with 7 rebounds. And Fisher's going to pick up her second foul here tonight. That'll be number 3 on Humboldt here in the quarter. The Spore to inbounds. They'll get it into Ayala. 2-2-1 full court pressure now for Humboldt. Ayala up across half court. Over to Cook on the right wing. Allie with the basketball. Holds it. Now out to Lou out top near the half court circle. Left side to Feld. Down to the left of baseline to Spore. Spore gets it back up top to Lou. Over now to Ayala. Ayala driving in. And the running layup is up no good. Allie Cook another rebound. She just refuses to let this game get away from Carroll. She'll draw some contact on that putback. The shot doesn't go, but she's going to get herself to the free throw line. Madrid up on Esac, 37-32 tonight after 3. Kemper was rolling to a win earlier tonight. Allie Cook misses that first free throw. They were up 44-5 at the halftime tonight against Red Oak. Kemper, I think, a little frustrated after that loss to St. Albert the other night. Allie Cook knocks down the second free throw. Carroll back up by 6 at 25-19. Ayala will check out. Spore back in, Kelly back onto the floor for the Tigers. Fisher looking to bring it up against Allie Cook. Gets it up across half court, works it near the scorer's table. Now tries to bring it up top. They'll double her with Kelly. They get it over now to Anderson. Anderson lob pass underneath down to the baseline. Vandewall will catch it, brings it up near the left elbow. Picks up the dribble, flips the ball off to Severs. Severs comes off a screen by Fisher, drives down the right side against Feld, gets into the lane, and we're going to get a block call going to go on Sadie Kelly, who tried to take the charge. That'll be number three on Kelly, team foul number three on the Tigers here in the quarter. So Humboldt will inbound down on the baseline, fresh 35 for them. They'll box it up around the lane. Severs to inbound it. Struggling to get it in. Now finds Elman cutting down the right side out to Severs. Three from the right corner. That is off, and Allie Cook grabbed. I've got her ninth rebound. They're heading out to Lou at half court. Lou up the right side. Crossover dribble to bring it back into the middle of the floor. Kick pass over. It's going to be stolen away through it to Kelly, who is not looking. Vandewall brings it off. Leaves it now for Fisher. Attacks down the left side, down to the baseline. Brings it back up under the wing. Lost it. Picks it back up now down in the corner in a little bit of trouble. They may need to call a timeout, and that's what they're going to do. Timeout on the floor. Carroll leading in here 25-19. We're back in 30 seconds on 93.7 at KKRL.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
.459 to go here in the third quarter of play. Carroll right now matching their largest lead of the game at 6, leading at 25-19. They were up 20-16 at halftime, so they've outscored them 5-4 here in the third quarter so far. Fisher looking to get it in. Lobs it up. Ball caught that time by Severs right along Feld. Now drives in on Feld, and we're going to get a whistle on a foul. Going to go on Willow Feld, the 5'7 freshman, her first. She's got a good future. Athletic kid. Works really hard. I know it's going to put some time into her game. Shoots it well. Defends it extremely well. So I think Willow Feld's going to be a nice player for Carroll in the future. Bounce pass comes in to Vandewall. Back over now to Severs. Into Fisher, just inside that left elbow, drives over to the right side, drives in. We're going to get a reach-in foul on Carroll, and that's going to be their fifth. That was a shooting foul anyway, but Bella Lou just picks up her third. But that is going to put Humboldt now to they're going to shoot two free throws the rest of this quarter. One more foul on Humboldt, and Carroll will shoot two the rest of this quarter as well. Fisher's free throw is up and good. Ava Fisher, her first points here in the second half. She had 12 at halftime, now she's got 13. She's a 77% free throw shooter. Carroll's lead is 5 at 25-20. Kelly and Allie Cook are going to check out. Spore and Ayala check back in. Fisher knocks down both free throws, and it's 25-21. Lou with it on the right wing. Penetrates back up top, gives it now to Spore, who brings it back over on the right side. Humboldt. Going man-to-man here in the second half. Lou penetrates in off the right baseline, drives in, layups up, no good. Chloe Cook crashes the glass, put back, no good. Gets her own rebound, and she's going to draw some contact and get herself to the free throw line. Chloe's so athletic when she goes aggressive after the ball, she's tough to stop. Strong and athletic. That foul here a moment ago. Going to be on Kiera Anderson. That's going to be number two on her. Team foul number five, of course, against Humboldt. Chloe Cook has now hit three straight free throws after missing her first two. She'll extend that lead to 26-21. Second one up good as well. So Carroll back up by six again, matching their largest lead here at 27-21. And we're going to get a block call in the backcourt. Going to go on Willow Feld. Feld trying to defend as they were bringing the ball up. That'll be number two on Feld. Two free throws coming up here for Severs, who was just one of two a moment ago, a 47% free throw shooter on the year. Came in averaging 4 points and one rebound per game. Free throw on the way. It is up and bounces around the rim. In and out, no good. That one just kind of slid over the front of the rim and then hit the back of the rim. Looked like it was going to drop down through, but then backed back over and bounced over the top of the rim. Second free throw coming up here for Stevers. See Elisa Moore in the house here tonight. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. Stevers hits a one of two. 27-22. I'm sure Jean Ludwig's in a gym somewhere. I don't see her here tonight, but I guarantee you she's in a gym somewhere. Feld with it right side, down to Spore right corner. She's going to fire up the three. It's up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Anderson for Humboldt. Anderson will bring it up now for the Wildcats. Takes it over left side. Flips it off to Elman. Elman back off now to Fisher. Fisher looking to attack. Gets to the rim on the left side. Draws some contact and get ahead back to the free throw line. You had Feld, Ayala, and Chloe Cook all there. And it's going to go on Feld. So Feld has picked up three in this quarter. And that is going to put Fisher at the line to shoot a pair. Two of two here a moment ago. Free throw on the way off the right side of the rim. No good. That one was flat. Didn't get above the rim to start with. Kelly and Allie Cook in. Feld will check out, as will Chloe Cook. Humboldt also subs out Anderson. Checking back into the game is Engstrom. Free throw on the way up and good. Fisher is 3 of 4 at the line tonight. Carroll's will lead back down to 4 at 27-23. Sadie Kelly left corner with it. Gets it down to Allie Cook down on the left baseline. Back off now to Spore. Spore over to Ayala. Ayala drives in. Kick pass over to the left side to Spore. Spore looks to penetrate in. Runner in the lane up and in and out. No good, but Ayala hustles down the rebound. Her fourth of the ballgame. Back up now to Kelly. Kelly looking to drive in, cut off, flips it back out to Ayala in the top of the key underneath. Down on the right baseline to Lou, kick out pass to Spore, tipped out of bounds by Elman. He'll stay with Carroll. 24 on the shot clock. I think I see Riley Ludwig, the volleyball and softball coach, standing in the doorway. Can't quite tell if that's her or not, but I think it is. Congratulations to her. I know I had a baby back in December around Christmas time. Haven't had a chance to reach out to her, so congratulations to Riley Ludwig. Ayala with it, works it left side now to Lou, going to fire up a three off the wing, and it's up and good. Ayala finding Lou for the second time tonight, and Lou gives Carroll their largest lead of the game right now at 30-23. Fisher trying to answer on the other end, and is going to draw some contact as she drove down the lane, right down the middle of the lane. That's going to be a foul on Allie Cook. That'll be number two on her, and Fisher will head back to the free throw line to shoot a pair. You're listening to high school basketball. Girls postseason action here tonight. 93-7 KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. Fisher's free throw is up and good. She is 4 of 5 at the line. 30-24. See Casey Weeder and down on the bench. Outstanding athlete. Had some injury issues here the last couple of years. Hopefully she'll get healthy for track and cross country. That's probably her two favorite sports, but also a basketball player as well, and I think she was a girl they were going to be relying on, so hopefully we'll be able to get back out there. Spore looking for a three. It's up no good. Weak side rebound to Vandewall, and then she's going to step out of bounds. We're going to get a timeout called by the Carroll Tigers. They lead it here 30-25, 2:54 remaining third quarter. Back in 30 seconds here on KKRL.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
.254 to go here in the third quarter. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight. Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. We'll get a banner put together of our Culver's player of the game. That'll go out on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. Culver celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those in Carroll. Culver's welcome to delicious. Analia Ella drills a three from the left side out of the timeout. Bella Lou with the assist. And the Tigers stretch their lead now up to 8, their largest here of the ballgame. At 33-25. Lou picking up here a moment ago as we got a foul out on the floor. Her first bucket tonight, she's got 5. Actually going to call it a jump ball. I thought they were going to call a foul. It'll be a jump ball. Humboldt will maintain possession. Fisher to inbound in between the end of her bench and the scorer's table. Lobs it in. Get it to Van de Waal out top behind the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor. Works it over on the right side. Penetrates down on the baseline. Now brings it back out of the wing. Picks up the dribble. Gets it off to Fisher. Defended out there by Allie Cook. Allie tries to reach in and tip it away. Fisher penetrates over to the left side. Picks up the dribble. Flips it off to Van de Waal. Van de Waal penetrates down. Baseline jumper from Kent. In and out. No good. And then Ellie Ayala picking up her fifth rebound of the ballgame. Gets it off now to Sadie Kelly. Kelly will run it up the floor. Kick pass over to Lou on the left side, top of the key. Lou will bring it up. Now flips it down to Ayala on the left wing, right in front of the Carroll student section. Back off to Kelly. The pass going to Spohr is tipped out of bounds. The last touch by Severs. It'll stay with Carroll. Minute 55 left here in the third quarter. Carroll up by 8 again, their largest lead here in the game. Inside to Allie Cook, drives in, spins on Fisher, who went to the floor, and Allie Cook will lay it up and in. Allie now with 9 on the night, and Carroll beginning to pull away here as they lead it by 10. Van de Waal's 3 on the way, it's up no good. Allie Cook another rebound. She's a point away now from a double-double. We're going to get a foul in the backcourt. That's going to go on Elman. That is going to be number 3 on her. And Allie Cook will head down to shoot a couple. So Cook will head to the line. See Chase Schabel across the way. Free throw on the way. It is up and no good. Allie now 3 of 5 from the line tonight. Second free throw up coming. Again, winner heads to play up at Forest City on Wednesday. Allie Cook hacks down that second one. I've got her now with the 10 points here on the night. 36-25 at Carroll. Their largest lead. They just keep adding to it. Ayala gave them their largest lead here a moment ago. Bellalou, not too long ago, put them up by 7, which was their largest lead. Now it's extended to 11. Their defense has been really good all night. They'll come back out in a 1-2-1-1 full court press. Elman across half court, penetrates down, little floater on the way up, no good, and that's going to be a foul, I think, on Allie Cook. That should just be her third. No, they're going to call it instead on Jersey Spohr, who just picked up her third. So Peyton Elman, the 5'6 senior, will head to the line, 2 of 2 at the line tonight, 43% on the season. Free throw on the way, it is up and good. Tigers lead down to 10. Severs will check out of the lineup. Back in is Vincent. Again, she's been playing with 4 fouls for a lot of this second half. Second free throw is up and good. Peyton Elman, 4 of 4 at the line tonight. That'll make Jim Oliver happy. Not that somebody from Humboldt getting 4 free throws, but somebody shooting free throws well. Allie Cook catches at left wing, but we've got Annalie Ayala cutting down the lane after making the pass, and she was fouled on the play. And that foul is going to go against Angstrom. That is number 4 on her. So 2 free throws coming up here for Ayala. I think they thought she had fouled out for a moment, but she has not. Ayala 2 of 2 tonight, 74% on the season. Free throw on the way, up and good. 37-27, Carroll. Minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Katie Cook, one of the girls expected to join us coming up in the postgame here tonight. Free throw on the way is in and out, no good. The ball going to be knocked out of bounds, though, by Angstrom. It'll stay with Carroll. And all of our state wrestling coverage for the boys will be on our CB Sports Network YouTube channel. It'll be audio only, so you'll be able to listen to it. I'll have the broadcast. Bill Keane, again, going to be doing most of it, but I'll be down there to help out. Lou penetrates in the left side, gets to the rim, and the layup's up and good for Bella Lou. She's got 8 points on the night. Carroll on top now by 12, 39-27, their largest lead. Charlie Smith back on the floor, gets it across half court, now over to Fisher. Fisher looking to drive in. Allie Cook's done a really nice job on her in the second half. And now Ayala comes out for the double team. Fisher tries to step between it. She's going to be tied up by Cook. And the jump ball possession there will favor Carroll. Humboldt seeing this one kind of slip away. Surprised they haven't called the timeout. I wouldn't do it now with 53.8 to go, but try to break some of the Carroll momentum just a little bit. IL up across half court over to Kelly on the left side. Now off to Lou. Lou with it. Lou dribbles it out near the half court line. Penetrates down the right side. Now lost it. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Humboldt. It'll stay with Carroll. 19 on the shot clock. Exactly 37 to go on the game clock here in the third. Allie Cook the inbound for Carroll. Slaps it. Tigers spread four across the baseline. They find Lou here in their right corner. Lou goes back into Allie. Allie loses it, though, out of bounds. And it's going to be Humboldt basketball. 32.4 remaining here in this third quarter of play. Dinsan going to bring it up. Works it back over now to Fisher. She'll push it up across half court. Allie Cook running alongside. Dinsan tries to drive in. And again, not too many kids come to jump stops anymore. Everybody tries to come to those running stops, and sometimes when you're running at a pretty good pace, you can't stop that foot, and you drag that pivot foot, where if you come to a jump stop, you're going to have no trouble with the travel. There's a travel on Fisher. Spore will get it up across half court. Tigers with no shot clock. Spore is going to attack. Dump pass inside to Allie Cook. The ball is batted around. It's loose on the floor. Allie picks it up. Shot up no good. Gets her own rebound and draws some contact. And we'll get to the free throw line with 8.7 seconds remaining here in this third quarter of play. Cook right now is at 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Allie just grabbed that rebound while standing flat-footed, just reached up above everybody because she wanted it more. First free throw is up, no good. Second one coming up here for Allie Cook. It's on the way. It is up and good. We'll have more basketball postseason coverage Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. So just check out that website again for the schedule. Fisher with it down to 2 seconds, down to the right corner. Armitage three. It's up and good at the buzzer. And actually, that was Engstrom. Excuse me. And Engstrom hits the three to cut the Carroll lead 40-30 at the end of the third quarter. But the Tigers beginning to pull away here, a 20-point third quarter. They give up 14, but 11 of those came before that last second shot there. We'll head to the fourth quarter. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the basketball as we start the fourth quarter play here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Tigers looking to advance to the second round of postseason play. A regional semifinal coming up. Vincent going to drive in. Chloe Cook going to be whistled for the foul. That should be number 4 on Chloe. That'll be the first, of course, against the Tigers here in the quarter. And quickly, Sadie Kelly getting up to check into the ballgame. I thought I just saw Abby Neppel walking through the gym here a moment ago. Been sand at the line, 1 of 4 tonight. A free throw on the way. It is up and no good. Again, Quinn and Kieran Polking, Gavin Holt, Caden Clucky, and Carson Tedra all advancing to the state wrestling tournament. Tegan Renzi of Carroll Boys Swim Team today winning a state championship in the 200 freestyle. That one was somewhat expected. Not that it was going to be easy, but he has just been so good. He's an All-American. Second one up, no good. Jersey Spore coming down with her first rebound here tonight. Humboldt has really hurt themselves at the free throw line tonight. Allie Cook drives in another bucket for her. She's trying to get her name and secure it maybe as that Culver's player of the game. Hasn't won it yet. Nothing's been decided yet, but she has played well. Vincent down the right side loses the dribble out of bounds, and it's going to be Carroll basketball. 42-30, Carroll with the lead, 7:28 to go here in the ballgame. And Coach Cook, one of the girls expected to join us, coming up in the Mackey Motors tailgate. Appreciate everybody joining us here tonight. Mason Nealon and I did wrestling updates all day today, along with boys swimming updates, and that was on all three of our stations throughout the entire day. Sadie Kelly driving in, runner up no good, rebound tipped out into the hands of Illig. Illig has it stolen away. Sadie Kelly, her second steal, the layup in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, it's loose, and who's going to pick it up? Well, you have any surprise? It's Allie Cook. Over to Lou, now to Ayala on the right side. Ayala will drive in. Back out to Kelly on the wing. Off to Lou. Inside it comes to Allie Cook. She'll spin, turn around, jumper up, and good. Allie Cook putting this one away, maybe for Carroll. They're up 14, long pass down, layup is up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Lou. Getting behind the defense that time was Illig, but couldn't hit the left-handed layup. Lou will drive down underneath, and Cook lays it up and in. Beautiful bounce pass that time from Bella Lou, and the Carroll Tigers are in complete command as they lead it here at 46-30. We've got a timeout on the floor. We're back right after this timeout on 93.7 KKRL.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and two cup manufacturing built strong, back local.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Picking up, actually, they're going to call it on Jersey Sport here a moment ago. She picked up her fourth. Tigers with their largest lead here at 46-30. Spore will check out. Allie Cook back in for Carroll. 6:20 left here in regulation. Kate Sievers, who just checked back in, has it now for Humboldt. She's going to penetrate down the right side, and the layup's up in good. Her first bucket here tonight. She's got 4 points on the night. 46-32. Allie Cook with it. 17 points on the night for her here tonight. Down to the baseline to Chloe. Off to the left wing, now to Lou. Lou up top to Kelly. Right side to Ayala. Humboldt sitting in the 2-3 zone. Allie Cook fires up a 3 right corner. It's up no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Kelly. Her layup is up no good. Battles gets her own rebound. Tries to shoot it as she's falling down. It is going to be called for the travel. She knew when she landed she was going to fall down. So as she's falling to the ground, she chucks it up towards the rim so she doesn't get called for the travel, but does get called for the travel. 46-32, 5:40 left in this one. Fisher up across half court. Tigers just got to continue to defend. Well, Fisher's going to drive in, lost it. It's going to go out of bounds, but it was knocked out of bounds by Carroll. So it will be Humboldt basketball. Again, I'll head back, type up a recap of this one, probably the ESAC game. Mason will type up a recap of that Kemper game tonight. We'll get the audio broadcast from all three games up on the CB Sports Network website so you can listen to them. And then we'll get our players, our Culver's players, the game banners put up on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. So been a fairly long day already. Mason was in the office before 7 this morning. I got in there about 8:30. And we both got long days left, and then tomorrow's going to be about a 16-hour, 17-hour day probably to get ready for state wrestling. Kelly will tip it out of bounds. It is that time of the year, postseason play. Ball tipped. Kind of went into that walkway in between the bleachers over on the far side. One of the officials had to go under the bleachers to grab it. Lob pass comes in the van to Wall up top. Penetrates down the left side. Cuts back into the lane against Lou. Her runner is up. No good. Rebound tipped out into the hands of Allie Cook. Her 13th rebound unofficially here tonight. Allie now over to Aiello. Over to Lou on the right wing. Lou will bring it back up top. Now backs it out. Lou penetrates down to the right wing again. Gets it off to Allie as Carroll looking to maybe run a little bit of clock. Aiello penetrates in out to Kelly on the left wing. She'll fire up a three. It's up. No good. A rebound taken down by Allie. Put back inside as up softly off the rim and good. Allie Cook puts Carroll back up now by 16 at 48-32. Fisher with it for Humboldt. Tried to shove off Sadie Kelly that time, and now Sadie's going to be called for the foul. But Fisher was the one that tried to clear her out here a moment ago. Sadie pretty frustrated with that. At that time, Fisher just reached out and shoved her away with the off arm. Kelly's going to pick up her fourth. Coach probably wise to get Sadie out of the game. She's pretty competitive. You know, she got shoved, so that's going to bother her. Inbounds pass. They'll work it over to Vandewall over on the right wing. Vandewall with it. Bounces it down to Stevers on the right side. She'll penetrate in on the baseline. Layup is up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound out to Vandewall. Put back up and good. We get a whistle and a foul underneath the basket. The basket will count. The foul was away from the ball. And the officials may be now noticing this one getting a little shovey and pushy and frustrated. So it might pick up some tightness on the calls here. Even though they've done a nice job of calling this one close. We're going to get a foul on Bella Lou there. And that's going to go on the box out, I think, as Vandewall is going to head to the free throw line to shoot, I think, one. Nope, they're going to inbound down on the baseline. So it came after the shot is what they're going to say. Carroll now four fouls here in the quarter. 4:27 left in this one. Humboldt has not been called for a foul yet here in the quarter. Seavers looking to get it in, gets it to Vandewall, up top now to Elman. Elman down the right side, drives in, her running left is up no good. Aiello will clear her sixth rebound unofficially. She'll run it up the right side of the floor. Seavers tries to steal it, but Aiello gets away from her, now over to Spohr. Lob pass to Allie, right side, top of the key. Allie going to drive in, splits the defenders, layup is up no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Humboldt. Anderson came up with a rebound off to Fisher. Her layup no good on the other end. And Chloe Cook will clear her fifth rebound. Chloe off to Aiello. Now we get a timeout called by Carroll. Timeout on the floor. It's going to be a full timeout. We're back right after this on 93.7 at KKRL.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
And foul Bella Lou down in the left corner as we get back to action. Seavers will pick up her second. That's the first against Humboldt here in this fourth quarter. Inbounds pass comes now to Aiello. Aiello will work it over to the left side to Lou. Carroll going to run some clock here late in the game. Now off to Spohr. Spohr out high on the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor to the right wing to Allie. Allie going to look to drive. Penetrates down. Kick pass over to the left corner to Spohr. Spore out to Lou, out now to Ayala, out near the half-court circle. She'll work it over to the right side, reaching in that time. No call. Ayala's going to get to the lane, and the layup is a scoop shot up and good off the right side. Nice take that time by Annalie Ayala. And Carroll will lead it here at 50-34. Now we're going to get a bump and a foul down on the other end on Ayala. That's going to be her first here, I think, tonight. So two shots coming up here for Kate Sievers, who is 2 of 4 at the line. Carroll's been over the limit for a little while here in the fourth quarter. Don't think we've had a quarter yet in this game where we haven't had somebody shooting free throws before the quarter is over, as far as over the five-foul limit. It's been a very handsy defensive game here tonight, and the officials have tried to keep it tight and keep it from getting out of control. 50-35. As that free throw from Sievers is up in good. Second one coming up. Carroll has led it since they went up 13-11. Free throw no good. Chloe Cook pulls down her sixth rebound. We had four lead changes up until that point and two ties. Or actually one tie before that. We were tied at 16 for our other tie. And Annalie Ayala put Carroll up for good. Ayala down to Chloe Cook on the baseline. Back over now to Ayala. Ayala with it up top to Allie Cook. Allie back over to Ayala. 2:40 to go in this one to Chloe near the left elbow. Spins in the lane. Kick out pass. Right corner three. Spore's three. It's up no good. And a long rebound is tracked down by Jersey Spore. Spore lobs it down to Allie in the left corner. Now to Ayala on the wing. Up top right side to Lou. Over to the right wing. Spore. Humboldt's man-to-man. They had been 2-3 for a while. Back to a man-to-man. They've shifted in and out of that tonight. Lou with it out high on the left side. Back off now to Ayala. Ayala. Kick pass over to Cook. That's Allie. Penetrates down the right side. Spins in the lane. Spins into the double team. Draws some contact. And going to get herself to the free throw line. So Allie Cook getting herself to the line there. That foul. Going to go on Ava Fisher, her third. So Allie at the line. She is at 5 of 8 tonight. Make that 6 of 9. She's got 20 points now on the night. Carroll leads it. 51-35. Second free throw on the way up. Bounces around the rim about 3 times. No good. Fisher will come down with a rebound. She'll look to push it ahead. Fisher penetrates down the left side now. Backs up. Now looking to drive in that 10. Peterson shot up no good. Lou will come down with a rebound. Heading out to Allie Cook. Allie looking to drive in. Lobs it up back up to Ayala. Ayala with it over to the right side. They work it to Spore. Back up top it comes to Allie. Over to the right side to Lou. Down to the corner to Ayala. Ayala feeds it inside now to Chloe. Chloe under the basket. Reverse layup no good. But who's there to get the rebound? Allie Cook. Her putback no good though. And the rebound taken out of there by Illig. And now we get a shot up and good for Humboldt. Knocking that one in was Fisher. She'll hit the three. And it's 51-38. We're going to get a timeout called by Carroll. I'm sure coach wants to tell the girls, hey, we need to just salt this one away. We're up 13. Don't let it slip away. We're back in 30 seconds here on KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Kayla Cummings sitting down here at the end of the bench. Had a good softball season last year. Going to be a good athlete for them. Her sister Callie in the stands across the way. Allie Cook driving in over to Spore in the left corner. Carroll's probably going to just try to hold it here. They get it to Chloe. She'll drive in. Does take the shot. It's up no good. Rebound tipped around. And Humboldt's brought in all of their bench girls. Allie Cook with the putback, no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback this time is up and good. 53-38. Carroll now going to dig some subs and put some more subs into the ballgame. Humboldt with the basketball. Carroll can't call a timeout to try and get him in here. Alan Vinsgaard on the floor now. And the pass is going to be gathered in that time by Grayson Illig, who is on the floor for the first time. The 5'4 junior will get a steal by Allie Cook. And Carroll will call the timeout. They're going to get some subs into the ballgame here. Willa Feld will check back into the game. Audrey Hegerick will check into the basketball game. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, a 5'5 senior, checking in for the first time tonight. She'd been gone the last few days with an illness. So the Tigers will get some new players. 24 seconds left in this one. Feld gets it over to Kelly on the right side. Carroll doesn't have to shoot here, but with some younger players, Riley Select on the floor, a 5'8 freshman as well. They may take a shot here late. I'm doubting they will. Sletka with it over to Feld. Feld's going to drive down, kick out pass to Kelly. Kelly will drive in. Ball's loose, coming out of there with the steal. It's going to be Illig. She'll drive it down across half court, and that's going to do it. Carroll Tigers will advance here tonight as the Tigers will pick up a 53-38 victory, dominating the second half here tonight. Even though they're outscored 18-13, they did outscore them 8-3 in their 13-8 in that fourth quarter. And the Carroll Tigers win it here tonight by a final of 53-38. We've got our Mackey Motors Have postgame report coming up. Mackey Motors postgame report next here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors post-game report here on 93.7 KCARL. Good win for the Carroll girls tonight. Struggled a little bit offensively in the first half, but got things going in the second half, putting 33 points on the board. 20 of those coming in a big third quarter when they stretched their lead. They were up 10-7 at the end of the first quarter, and the first quarter they went back and forth. Second quarter went back and forth for a little while. Bella Lou put them up 13-11 with a three, and then they were able to stretch it up 20-16 at the halftime. Came out in the third quarter and really started to kind of put this one away late in the third. Bella Lou made it 30-23, and then Allie Cook, made it 33-25, and then Allie Cook made it 35-25, and then 36-25. Ayala kept them up by 10, and then Allie Cook made it a 13-point game at 40-27. The largest lead was at 16 here in the game. They had that a couple of times, and Allie Cook was the one that stretched it to that the first time and also the second time here tonight, as the Tigers picking up a win here tonight by a final of 53-38. Joining us right now is head coach Katie Cook. And coach, congratulations. Good effort. A nice second half offensively. I thought an entire game tonight well on the defensive side.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. You know, we kind of forgot what it felt like to win there for a second. Feels pretty good.
What was the difference for you tonight, do you think?
You know, I think our girls just bought into the game plan. They executed it really well. Obviously, shutting Ava Fisher down was a big priority for us defensively. And then offensively, just some patience, you know, and hitting some shots, big offensive rebounds. Still some things to work on before Wednesday, but really proud of our effort.
What did you see on the defense on Fisher tonight? I know Allie, who we're going to talk to in a little while, was probably a big part of that. She defended her quite a bit, but you guys were kind of switching on her as well. So what did you see on the defensive effort against Fisher?
Yeah, Allie was giving her some fits. We had her face guard her in the second half. You know, we tried to double her as much as we could if she got a ball screen. Really good shooter, really good scorer.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a good ball player. And it's fun. She's a kid that Allie's kind of played with in AAU over the years, so it's kind of a fun matchup for them. Really nice family. Wish her the best.
I liked your ball movement tonight. What did you think of it?
Better. I got to dig into some film. I think our movement was better. I'd like to see, as far as the ball goes, I think we need our off-ball people moving a little better still. But, yeah, we're working on it, and the girls are, they're committed, so. Good place to be here in the second season.
With that losing streak that you kind of mentioned here a moment ago, how important was it to get off to a good start here tonight and maybe not get down by much early as you were able to come out and jump out 5-0?
No, I think it's good for us, good for our confidence, good for our energy the rest of the game. But, you know, on the flip side of that, if you don't start off hot, it's not over. You got to be able to dig in. So, you know, I'm proud of the girls. They And you know what? It's nice to have like 3 days to get ready for a game. We had four games in 5 days last week, and so it was nice to have 3 days to work on it.
Yeah, and you were dealing with injuries and illnesses during that stretch, so that doesn't help. Nice to get everybody kind of healthy and back onto the floor tonight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, knock on wood, that's passed.
Forest City now. Probably. I haven't
they
seen a
win.
Score. They did win.
They
so
did win.
What are you looking at with them? I don't know much about them besides their record.
No, good all-around team play. Also, you know me, I take it one game at a time.
Yep.
An assistant of ours has dug in and clipped some film and has a little scouting report ready. So I haven't spent a ton of time looking at them, though.
Right.
They're the one seed
yep.
in our bracket. So it'll be a tough matchup. But you know what? I have faith in us. We have our 4A training, as I've talked
right.
about all season,
yep.
and we're going to see if it pays off.
Yeah, I mentioned on Rewind the other day, and the guys kind of looked at me, and I said, Carroll's not going to be intimidated by anybody in this region.
No.
You've seen top-notch teams all year long. You're ready for this.
Absolutely. We have the best preparation. It's just a matter of if we have enough gas in the tank, and I think the girls showed tonight that they do.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. We'll get Allie Cook on the headsets here and get a thought from the young lady here that I have unofficially 22 points and 17 rebounds for you tonight. Oh, wow. So what an effort out of you tonight. How's this one feel?
Great. I mean, 17 rebounds sounds impressive, but I'm pretty sure half of them are me just missing and grabbing it.
But well, but you're getting your own rebound, right?
That pattern.
That's not what it was, right?
Well, I mean, not intentionally.
You look like you were pretty comfortable out there tonight. What was working for you besides padding the stats?
Oh, I kind of got off to a pretty bit of a forced start here in the first quarter, so I just kind of really tried to focus on defense and pass it a little bit more. And Josh got on me a little bit. He was like, hey, we know you can score. Just stop trying to score so hard. And I think that kind of helped a little bit. But I don't know. We have a really great team, and it's nice to have people around me.
So when did you feel like you kind of settled in and relaxed on the offensive side?
Second half, I was told I was going to be defense girl, so okay. I kind of was like, oh, I got to be defense girl, so I wasn't really thinking about it, and then it just kind of turned on.
Talk about being defense girl tonight. Your mom mentioned, your coach, that you know the Fisher girl, you'd played with her. So how was that to defend her tonight, and being you know her, did it make it easier to defend her knowing what she likes to do?
It made it a little hard, in all honesty. We're both seniors. We've played together since we were 12. I mean, obvious. She's going to play at DMAC, so we're really proud of her. But I don't know. We kind of trade defense girl every game. We usually spell Lou or Chloe. So I don't know. I got my turn. So it was kind of fun. I was like, okay, we'll go.
What do you think was the difference for you girls in the second half? It was a tight game at halftime. You had struggled a little bit on the offensive side with just 20 points as a team. Second half, though, you got 20 on the board in the third quarter alone. So what changed for you?
Grit. We wanted it real bad. I think that was probably... I don't know. It was all-out effort.
You'll get a win tonight. You stop the losing streak. What's that mean for this group?
It's great. It doesn't really feel like we're on a losing streak because, I mean, we play the Carlisles and the North Polk of the Raccoon River. And I don't know. Every time we score 40, it feels like a dub. So I know it doesn't look like it, but I don't feel like we've been in the slums.
So as a player, talk about that a little bit, because I said it on Rewind. Your mom's been talking about it all year. The wars you go through. As soon as I saw the brackets come out, I was down at State Wrestling last week. I reached out to Casey and Mason and Nick, and I said, hey, guys, the girls have got a chance to make it to the state tournament because there's not anybody in this region that I think is going to scare them at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you're guarding Macy Comito or Campbell Schultz every night, every weeknight, especially after a long school day on a Tuesday, it just, I don't know, this kind of felt like we were ready, and I don't know if any other 3A team has had the level of competition that we've had, so I think that's definitely a chip on our shoulder, and I don't know, our record doesn't really reflect how good of a basketball team we are, so I think that's kind of an edge.
Well, I tell you what, outstanding effort out of you. I have a feeling you know what I'm going to name you here in just a moment with a 22.17 rebound ball game.
Oh, I'm flattered.
I tell you what, congratulations. Always fun to talk to you. Glad I got a chance to catch up with you a little bit here tonight. Congrats on a great effort. Best luck Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Allie Cook again with you. Carroll Tigers, let's run you through our final scoring here tonight. We know Allie, 22.17 rebounds. We'll get to the Carroll stats in just a moment. But for Humboldt here tonight, Peyton Elman with 4 points, Katie Severs with 5, Kylie Vinsand with 1, Ava Fisher with 20, Jada Vandewall with 3, and it was also Briley Engstrom with 5. They were, though, 14 of 27 from the free throw line. For the Carroll Tigers, these are unofficial numbers. Again, Jersey Spore, 7 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Bellaloo, 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Actually, she had 3 assists. I did remember that I forgot to write one down. Analia Ayala, 8 points to go with 6 rebounds and 3 assists. Chloe Cook, 6 points to go with 6 rebounds and assists, 2 steals, and at least 3 block shots. Allie Cook, 22 points, 17 rebounds, 2 steals, and at least 1 block shot. Sadie Kelly, 2 points to go with 6 rebounds, and Willow Feld with an assist. The Tigers go 16 of 26 from the free throw line. You heard it here a moment ago. Our Culver's player of the game here tonight, of course, it is Allie Cook. Tigers win it here tonight by a final of 53-48. Mason Nealon will have the broadcast of the game up in Forest City coming up on Wednesday night. I know he's looking forward to that drive. I will be down in Des Moines for State Boys Wrestling with our coverage on Thursday and Friday. But again, it was the Carroll Tigers winning it here tonight, 53-48. I also know that Kemper won big. And let's see here if I can check my Twitter feed with Nick Brinks here. It was ESAC falling tonight as ESAC loses in our other area matchup. They fall tonight to Madrid by a final of 42-32. So again, we'll get recap stories on all of those games up on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. Have a great night and a great rest of your weekend, everybody.